President Bush has nominated an Arabic-speaking army general of Lebanese descent to succeed General Tommy Franks as head of the U.S. Central Command. Lieutenant General John Abizaid appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee today, and he defended the Bush administration's contention that Iraq had to be rid of its weapons of mass destruction. He also warned that U.S. troops could be in Iraq for some time. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Both Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Armed Services Committee told General Abizaid they were concerned about the intelligence that U.S. commanders received before invading Iraq. Abizaid, who was a deputy commander during that war, told Committee Chair John Warner that on the tactical and operational levels, that intelligence was the most accurate he'd ever seen.
But it is perplexing to me, Senator, that we have not found weapons of mass destruction when the evidence was so pervasive that it would exist.
Abizaid said he could not offer what he called a reasonable explanation for the failure so far to find such weapons in Iraq, but the general insisted there had been no distortion of the intelligence.
I really believe that the intelligence communities did their best to give us their best judgment about what they thought, and that's what happened. That we didn't get it completely right is what I consider to be a fact.
Abizaid said that now that the Pentagon's 1,400-member Iraqi survey group has taken over the search for those weapons, new information will emerge from both documents and interviews with Iraqis.
I'm confident we will show that there was deception, and I'm also confident that at some point it will lead us to actual weapons of mass destruction.
There were many questions for Abizaid about attacks on U.S. troops in recent weeks in Iraq. Abizaid said they're coming from Ba'ath Party loyalists, Islamic jihadists, and common criminals.
We are certainly in for some difficult days ahead periodically. It wouldn't be safe to say that the situation is going to continue to get worse.
Abizaid also insisted the 145,000 U.S. troops now in Iraq are adequate. And while he said that number could come down, he said that for the foreseeable future, quote, we will require a large number of troops for Iraq. Abizaid also refused to make any exact predictions about the length of the U.S. military stay in Iraq.
While I will only say that our military involvement there will be certainly a long one, I wouldn't want to characterize how long I think it's going to be, but it can come down as we have success on the institutional front.
But Democratic Senator Joseph Biden, who just returned from a trip over the weekend to Baghdad, later challenged Abizaid's assertion that there are enough U.S. troops there.
We need to get more troops in. They need to be more effective. We need to take a look at how we get more NATO forces in.
Biden's criticism was echoed by Richard Lugar, the Republican chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, who's also just back from Baghdad.
This idea that we will be in just as long as we need to and not a day more, we've got to get over that rhetoric. It is rubbish. We're going to be there a long time. We must reorganize our military to be there a long time.
Lugar said if Americans are to continue supporting Iraq policy, President Bush will have to level with them soon about how long U.S. troops must stay in place. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.